What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zagura was talking yesterday about they're playing underneath their realms. They're underwhelming. They're not who they are. I said yesterday, I think we need to come to reality here. And I act like it was an epiphany yesterday. And then you look at some of the Vegas stuff and you look at some of the prognosticators. Like, there were plenty of people picking us to be Cynthia Freeland. She had picked us to be 8-9, I believe, this year. Like, some of this is just not surprising to outsiders. It's surprising to lose to the Giants. It's surprising to lose in that sense. But it's to some of the outsiders, like, you know, this is kind of who you are. And I remember, like, I was having people like, nah, it's still early. It's still early. I go, if your offensive line is banged up and you're going to be losing some of these guys and your offense, like, we have a Ken Dorsey problem here. And I'm not saying it's Ken Dorsey's fault. It's what is Ken Dorsey responsible for? What is this offense doing? Is this a Stefanski-driven offense? He's the one calling the plays. I understand that. But what is being worked in? What is not? Because I do think there was, and some people disagree, I think there were clear indications. Week 1 and Week 3, what the offense looked like, and Week 2, what the offense looked like. And it wasn't just results-based. You could see it with heavy sets. Now, you couldn't do that because you had lost offensive linemen through the game, but there were things that you could and couldn't do. And so we have ourselves a problem here. And there's a point of it where I'm kind of just accepting who they are. Like, one of the most frustrating things, I think, for Browns fans is Sunday, I think, served for confirmation bias for whatever side of Deshaun Watson you're on. If you are anti-Deshaun Watson, everybody is looking for the smoking gun of whether he's great or whether he's terrible and we're wasting our time with him. On Monday, I'm sorry, guys, as much as you may want to say, he's garbage, he's terrible, he's garbage, get rid of him, we hate him, and you want to chant for Baker Mayfield like you did in the stands on Sunday, I heard that, or chant for Jameis Winston, you cannot deny how terrible the offensive line was. And if Baker was behind that offensive line, he'd have been roasted by a defensive line. Good freaking luck. You know it, and I know it, and Tone absolutely knows it. So you can't even make that argument. Joe Flacco would have got the ball out, but he would have taken at least five sacks.
He would have thrown a pick six.
He would have thrown a pick six. He'd have freaked out. He'd have thrown one, guys. Like, it was a terrible, terrible performance. You can't deny. So if you're a pro Watson guy and he can do no wrong on the field and you will deny everything, I'm sorry, that offensive line, that's a baked in excuse for you. If you're a person who can't stand Deshaun Watson, you're going to say, well, a good quarterback should be able to overcome those guys. Yeah, but most of the people who can't stand Deshaun Watson, like the other quarterback didn't play that well on Sunday. The other quarterback, again, would have just gotten decapitated out there in the field behind that offensive line. So it did no good for anybody, and then they lost the game. So it really did no good for anybody. And so you're kind of stuck in this moment, and I'm just looking at the reality of the situation. You go, hey, you take care of them, you're going to have a chance to win. If you can't take care of them, we're going to lose games. We're going to lose games like that against the Giants, against teams that can muster something because everybody has a pass rusher. Everybody has somebody.
Well, it seems like now in the NFL, absolutely every team has one.
We got Mason Crosby. That guy ghost inhales cigars, so you know he's hard, so you can go right on ahead with it. You're going to have your work cut out. Oh, it's laughing. You're going to have your work cut out for you. Truth's the truth.
That guy's got a vape pen out on the field.
I am sorry. Like, I think this is who they are. And maybe we've just been, myself included, well, maybe we didn't want to see reality.
Yeah, well, I want to ask
you about
that.
We just wanted to call other people outsiders haters.
Because I saw Nathan Zagura was on yesterday, you know, on the afternoon show, and talking about how disappointing this is, how underachieving this team is. And I'm looking at the Forbes betting odds before the season started, and the Browns were 21st for Super Bowl odds. And everywhere that we would go over the hierarchies of either where different places had Deshaun Watson in the quarterback tiers, or where other gambling pundits had the Browns. It was always in the team was always like 16th or 17th. So 1-2 isn't that kind of where, outside of Cleveland, people felt the Browns would be?
Yeah.
Now, I know what everybody would be saying is, well, they all are biased against the Browns. They all want Deshaun Watson to fail. Yeah, these people do this for a living, though. I mean, they have to put teams where they think. And you know what pundits love doing is talking about sleeper teams. They love talking about the sleeper teams and picking the teams that everybody else is down on. And I just didn't see a lot of that for the Browns.
No.
I think that they were all down on the quarterback. It was a tough argument to make for them. It was a tough argument to make against them. I think there was still a lot of openings that were there. But I think the more that we play, it's only been 3 weeks, but I think the more that we play, the more it's just like, hey, if you protect him and you take care of him and don't just stick him out there five wide with no, like every now and then you're going to have to try it. I get that. You're going to have to mix things up. But if you just stick him out there and just try to roast the ball down the field, you're going to have problems. You're going to have real problems there. And what I saw on Sunday, I went back against my will because I did not want to watch Sunday's game again. I mean, he pulls his eyes down. He's jittery. Because he's getting killed well, every single
game,
play.
This game, rightfully so. Like, yeah. This was a game. The Dallas game, while Micah Parsons is a nuisance, without a doubt, and boy, Lamar Jackson made him look bad on Sunday. Their action made Micah Parsons look bad. He was confused throughout that entire game. I do think there are ways for a veteran quarterback to combat some of that stuff. You know, this is maybe where the layoff hurt Deshaun Watson more than I think we should have understood, and maybe we took it for granted, that somebody that has seen the amount of football, seen the amount of defenses that Deshaun Watson has seen, I think he should be able to get them out of some of those vulnerable situations. And where were the hot reads? But, I mean, that's veteran stuff.
But that's still where, like you saw, you highlighted the play where Jed Wills was basically left there on an island with two people, and he had a choice of who to block, and he picked neither. Like, Elijah turns right around. Like, there's no blocking there. Like, that's where you go. Like, he knew the blitz was coming. He saw it. He turns right around. And there was nothing that could be done because he handed off the football. So I'm wondering, is that designed or is that a decision that he made? Should he have seen it? Should he have pulled it down? Like, I don't know. I'm not saying that what he did was right or wrong. I don't know. I need to find out more. Maybe I'll find out more when Rodney comes in.
He does have the ability to get them out of place.
He does.
Right?
And he basically showed a lot of that skill that he had with his feet. But I can't just have him taken off every single game, because eventually they'll bring him to justice like they did on Sunday, and we'll lose these games. So I can't keep doing that. I have to try to put him in an offense that is still going to protect him and make him feel confident, because when he's missing yesterday or on Sunday, he's getting excited. He's missing high. He's letting go of the ball early. You're doing that because you're afraid you're going to get tagged. And you know, you finally see somebody open. You're finally seeing it. And there you go. Like, you're working. Defensive pass rushes affect guys' confidences. So again, if you were a pro-Watson person or an anti-Watson person, Sunday did nothing to change your mind. But I also don't think it did nothing to convince the other side, because it couldn't have. It couldn't have convinced the other side that you're right and they're wrong and vice versa. It couldn't have done it. 216-474-0092. And that's what sucks almost as bad as the loss, is that I want to learn from a loss. There's very little to learn because guys got hurt. Because you still have to wonder about your defense and their health. Because we're waiting on the whole Bill Callahan thing, which I'll talk about more later. Like, there's still a lot left to be desired to learn, not just winning and losing the football game.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.